a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver. Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to this week's version of the Dr. Kevin Show here on Ohm Times. And this being our third Thursday of the month, we are having the Planetary Influences Week. This week, we're going to see what influences do the planets have for us. Will they be kindly? Will they be mean? Are they going to be naughty? Are they going to be nice? Will Santa give them gifts this year based on this upcoming astrological forecast? Those are the questions on inquiring minds. And I, Dr. Kevin, will be inquiring into the mind of none other than Rob Stewart from innercenterastrology.com. That's innercenterastrology.com. And Rob and I will look up into the skies, up into the stars on this semi-rainy, cloudy night. I can't see a damn star in the whole thing. Does that mean we have no forecast this week, Rob? There are no stars in the skies. Did they all go away?
Yeah, no worries. They're all up there. They're all up there.
Oh, okay. They're just hiding, I guess. Well, you know, with all the crap going on down here, I can't say I blame them. But as we jump into what this month's upcoming astrology will be like, you may call in with questions, comments of either Rob or myself, and you can call in at 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. And you can ask us anything you want about the astrology in the sky or anything you want, as long as it's respectful. So, Rob, before we get over the moon in our astrology, so to speak, boy, it is bad pun week. Can you tell, Ross?
Got that feeling. So, 2 minutes in.
2 minutes in, and he's already going, can I fake a disconnection? No, the answer is no, you cannot. You must be on this with me because you have all the information, and I'm just here because I, you know, look good, which is so important on radio, right? So, but Rob, really, so I did want to talk briefly before we jumped into the astrology. From your perspective of the stars in the skies and your study of history, which you've studied history through an astrological lens, but you have studied history, correct?
Yeah, correct.
So, you know, we just passed the, you know, the marriage, the Protecting Gay and Interracial Marriages Act. So if you go through, if you're married in a state where it's legal, that every other state that you go to has to respect the sanctity and the legality of that marriage. I'm sure you heard about this, right? It was all in the news.
Sure.
And I don't know. I mean, I guess I've thought these things before. I can't say it's a completely new thought to me, but for some reason, it just really started bugging me when I thought about it. Why does any government have any right to tell you who you can and cannot marry? Like, what government has, this government this nation was all about freedom. I mean, it was all about freedom from tyranny. And telling you who you can love, who you can marry, seems to me as it's completely antithetical to any principle that this government was ever founded on. I don't even understand where they could get the idea that they should ever open up their big claptrap on somebody's marriage. Enlighten me, Rob. oh, astrological genius in study of history. Why has this ever even been a subject?
Yeah, I mean, great question. I mean, you know, obviously, one would hope, you know, things are progressing in a new direction. Obviously, as a country, there's been a lot of over the course of history, discrimination and one-sided laws and all sorts of different things. So, I mean, in a way, it's unfortunately not surprising given the past of humanity. But I astrologically speaking, I'm not quite sure a good answer for that. But one would hope and think we're moving in a new direction from all that, from that past.
Well, that's been up on my mind. I mean, I'm glad this thing passed. It needed to pass. We should have never have needed to pass it, but that's beside the point. It's passed. Doesn't do as much as I'd like it to do, but at least. Mm-hmm. But I guess, is there anything that you can see that is moving astrologically that is going to give humanity a chance to break free from this cult-obsessed energy that it has towards these fanatical nutcase religious people? Because they're cults. Not everybody who is Islamic is a cult. Not everybody who is Christian is a cult. Not everybody who is Jewish is a cult. But definitely Islam and Christianity, and there is definitely some Jewish cult activity, but not to the same degree. But these evil genicals, as they call themselves, I think I'm pronouncing that right, correct? Evil genicals?
I got the pun. That's number three.
Or I like to call them evil genitals. I think it works as well. It's cult. Why is humanity so addicted to these cults that are so clearly nothing but about power and live and breathe in hypocrisy? Can you give me an enlightenment? And is there anything that's going to happen in the stars that make all of these cult leaders and cult religions and cult jackasses go away? I mean, can Pluto go beat up Neptune or something? I don't know. Give me some hope here.
Well, great questions. You know, I mean, this, so, gosh, I mean,
Rob's like, I didn't sign up for this.
I mean, you know, so over the past couple of years, we've been moving through a lot of big themes, one of which is Saturn square at Uranus. And while we're technically out of that square, we're still within 5 degrees of it. There's this, the new versus the old, the power structures versus the breakdown of power structures that are no longer serving. You know, these are all sort of themes that have been big themes over the past 3 years, quite frankly. I mean, ever since 2020 with the Pluto Jupiter conjunction, and there's big, Pluto Saturn and Pluto Jupiter. But there's big shakeups in power structures and authority structures and institutions. And I think we're living in a world of people hanging on to the old way that was seeming safe or seeming like the best way, and the slow, you know, letting go of that branch, so to speak, into some changes, some for good, for some probably not so good, but that's just, I think that's just how, how things go at a societal level.
When we have these cult leaders that are self-professed evil genitals Christians behind the pulpit and saying things like, oh, and I saw this video of this little boy that had nail polish. And if he'd been standing in front of me, I would have broken every finger and he never would have put nail polish on him again. From the pulpit to the congregation that this is the correct action. Who buys this shit? Who thinks it's okay to break a kid's fingers because he has fingernail polish on?
Yeah, good question. I feel like there's always going to be ignorance in the world. There's always going to be some unfairness and ridiculousness. And I don't know what to say about that other than, I think at the deepest level, it asks ourselves to be gentle with ourselves and compassionate with ourselves and the world and even those that are being the ignorant ones, you know, and although that can be really difficult, I think it's just kind of the only way, because I think things that are not true simply do crumble. They don't last. They don't have staying power. And so, I don't know. I don't know the solution to these injustices.
Well, I mean, I hope they crumble soon. Now we have a whole set, I'm being told just before I went on air, we have a whole set of Trump superhero cards where he's shooting laser beams out of his eyes as a hero figure. really? Really? Okay. Anyways, so I just thought I would start our astrology show a little different, give you an opportunity. See, you found some astrological connections. I knew you would. See all the faith I have in you. And the joy, great joy I take in hearing the sound of you squirmy when you're figuring them out. Now, so tell me what's going on astrologically. Give me some hope here. Help make me fire all these stars. You know what? I'm getting ready to go all apprentice on them. You're fired. You can't do a better job influencing humanity than this. Get out. We'll find new stars.
Yeah, you're going to have some laser beams coming out of your eyes pretty soon. Keep that up. All right. So the sun enters Capricorn on December 21st. And, you know, as the sun is moving through the backdrop of constellations, it basically lights up and brings to light different areas of life. So it's currently transiting through Sagittarius, but it's going to make its entrance into Capricorn on December 21st, which is also the winter solstice. And, you know, the winter solstice is, I don't know, I mean, if you're anything like me, it's a very welcomed day where it's the longest, it's the shortest daylight and the longest nights of the year, which marks the beginning of days getting longer and longer, which is a wonderful gift that I really, really enjoy. But so the sun enters Capricorn, and basically in astrological terms, it's saying that we're sort of, there's a spotlight shining in our life in areas of career, your public life. It's an opportunity and an emphasis on being your best self. You know, what is it that you're bringing to the world? What is it that you're building? What is it that you're constructing in your life? And is it everything that you can be? You know, do you have enough healthy ambition in your life? Do you feel recognized in the ways that are empowering for you? Who are you in your public life? And how are you seen from afar? You know, that's the 10th house. The 10th house is our sort of public persona, so to speak. It's not who we truly are at the core, but it's what we're bringing to the world, and it's how we're seen in the public eyes. So it's a time for self-respect. It's a time for maturity and bringing your own inner authority into life. It's a great time to be productive and achieve and build and create. But it requires some dedication and perseverance. You know, during Capricorn season, which is December 21st this year, through around January 21st or so, you know, it's a cold time of year. The weather's cold. We're going to get a bunch of snow here tonight where I am. And it's harsh, but it's beautiful. And it lets you focus on important things. And in Capricorn season, it's a time of leveling up of yourself, of your projects and your goals, really. And it's a time to shine light on, you know, are you making something of yourself in some way, in a way that's right for you, of course. And, you know, creating order out of chaos. That's another theme over this next month, that there's great opportunities to bring more order and into your life. And Capricorn's known for the challenges associated, but Capricorn is a place where we're ready to take on those challenges. We're ready to drive the ship and be the captain of your own life. And so over the next month or so, that's sort of a spotlight shining on those areas of life.
Well, first of all, it sounds like you're telling me I'm going to have to grow up and be an adult for 30 days. We'll be right back with Rob Stewart from InnerCenterAstrology.com. as we continue Planetary Influences here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger.
I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to this week's Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times. This is our Planetary Influences Week, where our astrologer extraordinaire, Rob Stewart from InnerCenterAstrology.com, comes and interprets what those pesky little stars are influencing us to do now. Just remember, it is always about influence. They don't tell you what to do. They just kind of tell you what the energies are going to be. It's like telling you what the weather is. Just because it's raining doesn't mean you have to put an umbrella on or a raincoat, but it lets you know it's going to rain. So, now, is Pasha not a great word, Rob? Don't you just love that word?
It's a great word. Yeah, that is a great word.
It's a great word. It means like what it sounds like if you pronounce it correctly. Pasha, Pasha. You're asking me to grow up and be an adult for a month. Pasha. And I don't want to be the captain of my own ship. I want to be the friggin' admiral of the fleet. Also known as the admiral. But I want to be the admiral of the fleet. What's this captain of my own ship? Crap. Okay. So we're stuck with Capricorn making us all walk around like we got a stick somewhere up our backside. What else is going on astrologically? Were you done talking about the sun in Capricorn? Just want to check
just
in.
About, well, so I mean, so
go ahead.
When the sun's entering Capricorn, at the same time, just about Jupiter's entering Aries, and Jupiter will be in Aries for about 5 months or so. And the sun will be squaring Jupiter in Aries. And so we'll get into sort of Jupiter and Aries in a moment. But when the sun's squaring Jupiter, there can be friction related to belief systems and faiths. And, you know, where do you resource faith in your life? And there might be instances and things in your life of having to confront or work through some frictions in belief systems or philosophies or different lenses to see the world. And so it's not to say that you're destined to have some conflict or something like that. That's not what this is saying at all. It's just saying, hey, these are opportunities to learn how to integrate and navigate life when differing points of view show up. And it's not always fun, usually never is fun, but it is one of those things that we're, you know, have to deal with. And there's going to be opportunities with the sun in Capricorn and Jupiter in Aries. You know, Jupiter in Aries, it brings opportunities that are quick, and they might appear, they might disappear. Jupiter in Aries is like taking instinct, taking action. So maybe there's an opportunity sometime, you know, so Jupiter enters Aries on December 21st, I believe. And so from December 21st until mid-May, there might be some opportunities that require you to act on them. They might be there today, they might be gone tomorrow. So it is a time for decisiveness, discernment, and all those things. Because, of course, not all opportunities that show up are, you know, what you should follow. But very well, likely going to be some opportunities for all of us over the next 5 months that require decisive, quick action that might involve some bravery or some nervousness or like, ooh, I'm not sure I'm ready for this, but I'm going for it type of energy. And you can look in your chart, your birth chart, to see what house Aries is in, where there might be some opportunities in that area. What house is Aries in your chart, Dr. Kevin?
Pull it up, because I was just thinking I always have to start at my rising sign and push forward. You pull up my chart. Well, I say that I look at this as I have absolute faith that every time I meet somebody who feels like they have to shove their God down my throat, that they're a nutcase and cannot be trusted. And therefore, it's my opportunity time to tell these people that they're nutcases and not trustworthy. So I think that's a beautiful combination, Rob. I just want to say that.
Right. Well, you know, for you, Dr. Kevin, it's in your it's in your fourth house and in your fifth house. So there might be new opportunities for, you know, connecting with that deeper inner life or belonging and nurturing and safety in home and family and even land and those things. And also, I want to say that your part of fortune is at 3 degrees in Aries. The part of fortune is a very interesting part in the place in the chart where there can be great fortune there when it's activated. That fortune can be monetary, of course, but it can also be related to things you love and cherish and that sort of thing. And let me see when Jupiter is right there on your part of fortune. Let's see. So it's there from January 14th through January 20th, but that's the exact, that's when it's at the same degree. So the week of January 14th to January 20th, certainly keep that in mind. But then, you know, it really, really becomes active anytime, let's see, from Christmas, yeah, Christmas through the end of January. So be on the lookout for wonderful opportunities, particularly with home, family, land. That can be property. It can be related to ancestors or things of that nature.
Okay. So you said 114 to 120, but it's really going to start feeling it around 125, and I'll probably be at the end of its benefit by at when? You gave me a second date.
The end of January. Yeah, so from Christmas to the end of January, it's sort of the, it's that's when it's within 3 degrees. But the most opportune time, which again would require decisive action, require some courage and bravery due to its Aries nature, that was, I think, January 14th through the 20th or so.
Yep. Yep. I got that date down. I brought out my little notepad. I wrote it down. I'm going to look for that. And, you know, because my natal Jupiter is in Sagittarius. So I don't know the exact degree, but it could be trining that whole thing. Or if not, at least, you know, the Sagittarius Jupiter and the Aries Jupiter love to play together. So it will give it a little oomph, too.
That's right. Yeah. And it trines, it'll trine Mercury as well. So any Mercurian energy is certainly wonderful in that area. So
yeah, that's right. So yeah, my fire is going to be all flaming. You thought I was a flamer before. Wait.
Wait. Yeah. It's going to be a little fiery in the Dr. Kevin household mid-January.
In a wonderful way. Hey, you know, I've already bought my lottery tickets for that week. You know, you just always want to give the opportunity to spirit to, you know. But, you know, I don't know about this courageous bravery stuff. I mean, we all know that I'm kind of a quiet, shy, nerdy little introvert that, you know, jumps when you say boo. So I don't know about that part of it. Right? That's your impression of me, correct?
Not my impression of you, but I sense a little sarcasm there.
Me? Sarcastic? Never, Rob. What are you talking about, baby? So, well, I'm going to keep my eye on that, and I'm going to let you know. Well, let me see. We'll be having our next astrology show is going to be somewhere around that time.
Oh, that's true.
Because it'll be we may even be talking during that week. You're like, oh my God, this is his warm up. I'm calling in sick next month.
Yeah. Yeah. If I don't, if I, if I'm not in the next show, everybody knows why. We sort of forecasted it here. I'm sure you'll have a lot to
remember,
say.
I will hunt you down. So the 19th, we're having our show on the 19th. I'm pretty sure. Because that'd be the 5th, the 12th, the 19th. Yeah. And you said the 14th to the 20th was the heyday. Oh, Rob, something for you to look forward to. I get to come out of my shell.
For the viewers, don't miss that show, because I'm sure it'll be you'll have a lot to say. Maybe you ought to do the astrology report next time, because I'm not sure there'll be much space to get a word in.
now. So tell me what else is going on. Oh, shut up and behave. You have 30 seconds. Go.
No, it's great. I love it. And so, all right. So there's a new moon in Capricorn, December 23rd. And so new moons are a time of new beginnings. It's a great time to set the intention, for the new cycle, the new month ahead. You know, the lunar calendar is a wonderful way to organize your year, to plan, and to really, and even more so than that, even though that's very valuable, it's great for self-reflection, to see, where you're at. And, you know, as the moon moves through these different signs and makes aspects in your own chart, we have a lunar return every month. Solar returns are talked about a lot in astrology, but lunar returns are also relevant. And so when there's a new moon, it's a time of setting the intention for what you are creating and, where you're placing your awareness for the next month or so. And this is in Capricorn, so it does relate to work, it relates to your public self, all these themes we've been talking about so far on the show. There is a square to Jupiter, of course, in Aries. And so, again, these themes of differing belief systems or, and I would say, differing belief systems, it's very obvious when we run into that in the external world. But the same is true. We run into that in our own inner life as well. You know, when one part of oneself, I don't know if you're, I'm sure some of the viewers are familiar with internal family systems, these different philosophies that look at different aspects of self. With the Sun square Jupiter, there can be different parts of oneself that are in argument with oneself. You know, I want this, but I want that. I want to say this, but I'm also worried about this. And these different types of inner conflicts that we do experience in a bigger way outside of ourselves sometimes, but we can also feel them in a big way internally. So this is a great time this next month ahead to learn how to work with that in a new way. Now, Venus is also trining and Uranus. Yeah, yeah.
I want to comment on the new moon thing for a second, because one of the things here is, This new moon in Capricorn, on one hand, Capricorn is a sign of tradition. It has a lot of tradition energy in it, and building things to last, and things like this. And with it squaring a Jupiter in Aries, which is pushing you to discover the new, especially in the areas of belief systems and spirituality and philosophies and things, that this could definitely play at a time when you struggle with the familiarity, the emotional familiarity and comfort that comes with habits and patterns and traditions that you understand intellectually may no longer serve you. In fact, they may be to your detriment. but they're so comfortable you don't really want to try to overcome them, because then you have to go into that scary unknown. And then that's, and with the Jupiter in Aries, that is lighting your passion to go and expand all of these things and to try new things. And you talked before about bravery and courage, and offsetting the bravery and the courage are going to be not only the bravery and courage to step about what you're stepping forward into, but the bravery and courage of what you are leaving behind, the comfort of what you're stepping away from. So it's bidirectional. It's bravery and courage from both sides, so to speak, in that movement. And so that moon is a good time to make that new moon commitment in Capricorn, to be willing to have the courage to release those habits and patterns and traditions that you can now recognize are not healthy for you, but are so emotionally comfortable you don't want to move out of them. And that new moon is a good time to identify those and make a commitment to towards working into that change. So does that all line
right
up,
on.
Make sense, or?
100%, yeah, okay. Right on. Yeah, absolutely. Great point.
And we'll be right back for the last section of planetary influences. And who knows, maybe Rob will let me get a word in edgewise. Not gonna likely happen. Right.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Vox Novus, the new voice. Vox Novus, the new dimension. Vox Novus, thought and movement leaders who will share from their experience and offer tools to help us navigate our rapidly changing world. My name is Victor Furman. Join me every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio for Vox Novus, the new voice.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hello, and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. This week, as always, on the third Thursday of the month, we have Rob Stewart from InnerCenterAstrology.com talking about the planetary influences, what's going on in the skies. And if you've been paying attention to tonight's show, as we do often in shows, we try to help bring that down to how it could affect your chart. Rob often on air uses my chart, which I'm great with, to give people an example that what's going on in there is affecting what's going on in that inner astrology chart, that inner astrological life of yours. And that knowing what is your inner astrological life looks like in the form of a chart can help you better apply this information. If you've never had an astrology chart done or not been happy with one you have had done, then go to innercenterastrology.com, book a reading with Rob, get a chart done, get an update, and then once a month, tune into this show. And you can even call in and say, hey, Rob, you remember me? How is this going to affect you? You know, I've got that this hair. This is an opportunity for you to basically get a little free Rob time once a month. You know, I'm so good to my listeners, and I'm so good at pimping out my guests and co-hosts. So on that note, Rob, are you still there?
Right on. Yeah.
Hang up on
I'm
me?
Here. Yes. no, right on. Cause you know, the transits in astrology really, their value really magnifies when you relate it to your own chart and you see where in your own chart that things are playing out. So it can be really helpful for planning and things like that. All right, so we have a Mercury retrograde from December 29th through January 18th, and that's in Capricorn as well. Mercury retrogrades, any planet retrograde is when that planet, from our perspective here on Earth, it seems as though the planet's moving backwards in the sky. But of course, the planet's not moving backwards. We're just in the Earth's orbit overtaking the planet. And it's as if we're it's like when you pass a car on the freeway, you're just moving a little bit faster relative to that other planet, so to speak. So, when Mercury goes retrograde, it's a time where it's great for rethinking, reassessing, looking at old, observations, thought patterns, lessons, connecting with old, revisiting old communications. It's a time for retrospective and reflective and reassessment. It's not known to be a great time for beginning new things or planning like launching new endeavors and things like that. It's, if you need to, that's fine. There's nothing to be worried about in that area, of course. But it's most optimal when used to reevaluate, reassess older things and rethink and look over the numbers and all that type of stuff. It's also great for getting in contact with old friends. All those things are relevant during a Mercury retrograde. And this Mercury retrograde is in Capricorn. So there's really a focus on your career and your public life and your achievements, what you're building in life, what you're constructing, and what you're, are you being the captain of your own ship or the admiral of your own fleet or whatever it was for you, Dr. Kevin? Are you accomplishing what you want to accomplish? Are your goals aligned with your values? Are your goals aligned with your heart? How's your work ethic? These are, have you been too strict with yourself? Have you been too strict with others? These are all sort of themes that are highly relevant during a Mercury retrograde in Capricorn. Do you have anything you want to add in there, Dr. Kevin?
So you said it's going to be from December. Give me that date again, because I had a question, but I came up with you said the date.
Yeah, December 29th through January 18th. That's when Mercury will be retrograde. And of course, it lasts a little bit longer than that. But those are the thick of it.
So here is my question, as I put you on the spot, like I like to do. Squirming Rob is one of my favorite entertainments. So how is that Mercury retrograde in Capricorn going to be affecting the because it will at some point be squaring my Jupiter loving on my part of fortune, which is the 14th through the 20th, and we have the show on the 19th, and the retrograde happens on the 18th. So how is the retrograde likely to affect all of that.
Right. You mean specific to your chart or just with Jupiter squaring the sun?
No, my chart. My chart.
Your chart.
To hell with everyone else. To hell with everyone else. My chart. Go ahead. That's my chart.
Right. I mean, so yeah, Mercury retrograde in Capricorn for you. Your Capricorn is in the second house for you. The second house is a place. So essentially, this is a time that is optimal for you to reevaluate how you earn money. Are you earning enough? Are you charging enough for you yourself? Are you valuing your values? Are you being what are you building that brings safety and security in your life? Those are themes. Are you being self-reliant enough? Are you being confident enough? Do you have security in your life in some manner? Those are themes that are relevant there. Now, with the part of fortune, with Jupiter there, that's right. So, I'm trying to see when this exact square is between Mercury and Mercury and Jupiter. Let's see, hang on a sec. Yeah, it's not going to happen. So, all right, there we go. Okay, it stops at 8 degrees. Right, so there's not going to be a strong square between Jupiter and Mercury during that period of time. The tightest, it will get within 5 degrees of a square, and that's around January 21st, which is great, right during the radio show around then. But how would that play out? I mean, again, because it's not a tight square, it's technically not a major aspect, of course. But I mean, I don't know. It's there's something about aligning your the blessings and the actions that you can take in your own personal life and your home and your, I don't know. I think it's going to play out in areas of what does safety mean to you? What does security mean to you? And rethinking what isn't aligned. And so that when Mercury goes direct on January 18th, there's a new direction in that area of life. So I know that that isn't very specific, but we're talking about a few different aspects here. And, this is what comes to mind.
I wonder, because you said fourth, fifth house for me, and all I could think of is it going to somehow maybe not make me raise my rates with my clients? And if I do, I'll tell them to talk to you. It's Rob's fault. He told me this is the time to do it. But do I undervalue the value of my creativity and what I bring as an artist, not as much as my primary practice, which is as a spiritual coach and counselor and catalyst? I don't know. But it felt like if I'm reassessing value, and part of that time, it's hitting my fifth house, but that could be the value I am reassessing is the monetary value of my creativity. I don't know. What do you think? I'm just shooting in the dark.
Yeah, I think that's relevant. I mean, whenever Mercury's going retrograde, it's reassessing stuff. So, to me, that can go in either direction. It's like, is this working? What's not working? And making adjustments, so it certainly is a time of getting more clear on what would be right, what would be, what would be right in those situations. So it's a time to rethink. And it's not about you know, with Mercury retrograde, it's not saying go this way or go that way. It's saying reevaluate it. You know, what can be reevaluated here? And so, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, again, one of the reasons that I do this is, and why I said, no, my chart is, any of you out there that are listening to this right now and go, hey, I know I have, maybe I did a chart online, and so I know where my planets are, but I don't really know what it means, and I don't understand it and stuff, and I know I have this stuff here. Again, I want you to understand the value of how many layers down. The more information with which a good astrologer has with transits in your chart and stuff like that, the more information they can give you. So, continue. What else is going on astrologically?
Yeah. Let's see. All right. So the Mercury retrograde, that's through January 18th. And so we also have Venus in Capricorn. Venus entered Capricorn on December 10th. Venus is what we attract in our life. It's sort of where our focus is, how our relationships are going, also money, finances. Those are all Venus types of things that we're attracted to, we're trying to attract in life. And in Capricorn, it's about bringing more maturity to those areas of life, bringing more personal responsibility, also business relationships, Venus in Capricorn, professional relationships, those types of things are, it's a great time to focus on those. And on January 3rd, Venus moves into Aquarius. And Aquarius is all about, you know, connecting with people with a like mind, people that have a shared vision, connecting with other people that are raising the same freak flag that that you are, you know. So it's a great time to really connect with the niche groups that you're interested in, the topics and visions that you share as a group. It's a great time for all that. It's also with Aquarius, a lot of technology and sort of information and Aquarius is an air sign. So it's a great time to connect via online and groups and, you know, Zoom meetings, all that type of stuff. That's all sort of this Venus and Aquarius. And let's see, you know, the other things are like, you know, in your group circles, are your group circles working? Are you fitting in the way that you want? You know, are you in the right groups? Are you connected with the right humanitarian causes, the people that share the same vision as you, to help shift the world? Or do you want to shift groups? Or, you know, that type of thing, a focus on where are you putting your energy in terms of groups of friends and in combined purpose with other people? So yeah, any thoughts on that before I move on to Venus, Dr. Kevin, or Mars? I guess we're almost out of time here too. I do want to say, I guess really quick, is that we have a Mars retrograde. It's in Gemini. We talked about this last show, and that's through January 12th. And so this is a time of reviewing and reflecting on old, you know, where we source our willpower, where we take action in life. Over the past couple months since a Halloween, maybe you've picked up old projects, you've picked up old interests, old information or old connections, and have picked that back up and kind of reviewed that in a way of picking up what you put down before. So it's a great opportunity to revisit old actions and bring them back to life or not. But after January 12th, it's going to be easier to move forward with projects and life in general, really. So that's something to keep in mind. Anything you want to add, Dr. Kevin? Dr. Kevin?
No. Yep. No, I just wanted you to keep going because I didn't want to run out of time.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. You know, we do have a full moon in Cancer on the 6th, and that's going to bring light into the split between home and professional life. Are you spending too much time at home? Are you spending too much time at work? This is the time, January 6th, to revisit that and work through any imbalances in that area and get more clarity there. But yeah, that's all I got for the month ahead.
Okay. Well, in our little bit of remaining time, what I want to talk about is, and we're going to start this conversation, but the music's going to start any time now. And I guess we're going to do it next month. I'll see you next month in 2023. Merry, happy, ho-ho. Have a good holiday.
The same to you, Dr. Kevin. Take care. Thank you.